From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The U.S. is monitoring reports of a possible chemical weapon attack in Syria. The State Department said Saturday Russia should be held responsible if the incident did involve deadly chemicals. The statement came after a Syrian rebel group accused government forces on Saturday of dropping a barrel bomb containing poisonous chemicals on civilians in eastern Ghouta. Afghan military officials Saturday confirmed the death of IS Khorasan's Qari Hekmatullah in a strike in Zhaozhan province, an area effectively controlled by IS. The provincial governor told VOA that a close aide of Hekmatullah was also killed in the strike. This comes as the U.S. military is lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against Islamic State and against Taliban insurgents. A top German security official said there was no indication of terrorism when a van crashed into a crowd outside a popular bar on Saturday in the western German city of Münster. Two people are dead and 20 others injured. Police said the driver of the vehicle, a German citizen, killed himself. Here is a witness to the crash. He said it was a really stressful day. I worked, I heard a loud bang, screaming, and then the police arrived and everyone was sent outside. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is deeply shocked by the terrible events in Münster. The security official said all possibilities for a motive are being investigated. A man was killed in a raging apartment fire on Saturday in the New York City skyscraper named for President Donald Trump and where his business is based, officials said. Officials said four firefighters suffered minor injuries. This is VOA News.